Omar de Salubia. Omar sends you his best regards. Breakdown. Omar. Omar. Is the name of the person sending the greeting. T. De. Is the object pronoun, you, in the informal, to, form, indicating a familiar relationship with the recipient. Salu. Salu. Is the third person singular present tense of the verb, salua. Salue. Meaning, to greet, or, to salute. Bien. Bien. Is an adverb meaning, well, or, best, used here to emphasize the greeting. Key concepts. Object pronouns. French uses object pronouns like, ti, te, to indicate, who or what is being acted upon. Present tense. The present tense of verbs is used to describe actions happening now, or habitual actions. Adverbs. Adverbs like, bien, bien. Modify verbs, or adjectives. Omar vous salue bien. Omar greets you well. This sentence uses the vous form of the verb saluer, which means to greet. The verb is conjugated in the present tense, so we know that the action is happening now. The word bien is an adverb that means well and modifies the verb saluer. So, the entire sentence means that Omar is greeting you in a friendly and respectful manner. Omar m'a tiré dessus. Omar shot me. This sentence is in the past tense, indicating that the action of shooting happened in the past. The structure is Omar. Subject plus ma. Verb, contracted form of ma plus tiré. Past participle of the verb tiré, meaning to shoot, plus dessus. Prepositional phrase indicating direction, meaning at me. Key concepts. Ma colon, this is a contracted form of the third person singular past tense of the verb avoir. To have, which is used to form the passé composé tense in French. It's a combination of m, contraction of m, and a, and it means has or had. Tiré colon, this is the past participle of the verb tiré, to shoot. It needs to agree with the subject in gender and number. In this case, Omar is masculine singular, so the past participle remains tiré. Dessus colon, this is a prepositional phrase that indicates direction. It literally means on top of, but in this context, it means at me or on me. Omar a tiré sur moi. Omar shot me. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is the most common way to express past events in French. Omar is the subject of the sentence, and is a proper noun. A tiré is the verb tiré, conjugated in the passé composé tense, using the auxiliary verb avoir with the past participle tiré. The past participle agrees with the direct object moi in this case, so it stays in the masculine form. Sur moi means on me, and is the prepositional phrase that indicates the direction of the action. Sur translates to on, and moi is the pronoun for me. Omar s'est tu. Omar has become quiet. This sentence uses the reflexive verb se taire, which means to become quiet or to be silent. The reflexive pronoun sir is used because Omar is performing the action on himself. The verb sir is in the past tense, which is the passé composé. In French, the passé composé is formed by using the auxiliary verb être to be in the appropriate form followed by the past participle of the verb. In this case, the past participle is tu. So the sentence literally means Omar is himself become quiet. But in English we would just say, Omar has become quiet. Omar a fermé sa gueule. Omar closed his mouth. This sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past. Breakdown. Omar is the subject of the sentence. Fermé is the verb. Fermé. To close, conjugated in the passé composé tense, with the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, and the past participle. Fermé. Sargule is the direct object of the verb, meaning the thing that was closed. Girl is a very informal word for mouth, it is often considered vulgar. Key concepts. Passé composé tense. This tense is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir or être, followed by the past participle of the main verb. Direct object. The direct object is the thing that receives the action of the verb. Informal language. Girl is a very informal word, and its use can make the sentence sound rude or aggressive. Omar a ricané. Omar laughed derisively. This sentence is in the past tense. Omar is the subject of the sentence. A ricané is the verb, to laugh, in the past tense. Ricané means to laugh derisively. Omar a reniflé. Omar sniffed. This sentence is in the past tense, indicating that the action of sniffing happened in the past. Omar is the subject of the sentence, the person performing the action. A reniflé is the verb in the past tense, conjugated for the third person singular, meaning it refers to a single person. The verb reniflé means to sniff in English. Omar a reniflé. Omar sniffed. Breakdown. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Is the contracted form of il, he has, indicating the third person singular present tense of the verb avoir, to have. Renifle is the past participle of the verb renifle, to sniff. This sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have already happened. The a before the past participle renifle is the auxiliary verb avoir, conjugated in the present tense. Omar a transpiré. Omar has sweated. The sentence is in the past tense, which means the action of sweating has already happened. Omar is the subject of the sentence, and a transpiré is the verb. A transpiré is the past participle of the verb transpiré, to sweat. A is a contraction of the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, and the subject pronoun il, he. Since the sentence is in the past tense, a becomes a when the subject is il, he, or mamma mi. Oma told me. Breakdown. Oma. The proper noun. Oma. Is the subject of the sentence, meaning the person performing the action. M. This is a contracted form of m and a, meaning, to me. It is the indirect object of the verb, meaning the person receiving the action. Adi. This is the past tense of the verb dir, to say. In this case, it translates to told. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb adi agrees with the subject. Omar. In the third person singular, indirect object pronouns, the pronoun m indicates the person receiving the information. Past tense. The verb is in the past tense, indicating an action that happened in the past. Tetwa. Be quiet. This is a command in the imperative mood. Te. Is the imperative form of the verb. Te. To be quiet. Twa. Is the object pronoun, meaning you. It is used in the informal second person singular form, which is used for friends, family, or when addressing someone younger than you. The exclamation mark is used to emphasize the command, and conveys a sense of urgency. Omar Lapri. Omar took it. Breakdown. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. L. Is a contraction of L. The masculine definite article, and L. The direct object pronoun for it. This contraction is used when the following word starts with a vowel sound. A. Is the past participle of the verb. Avoir. To have, conjugated in the masculine singular form. This form is used when the past participle is used with a direct object pronoun. Pri. Is the past participle of the verb. Prod. To take. Key concepts. Contractions. In French, articles and pronouns can contract with following words that begin with a vowel sound. Past participle agreement. When a past participle is used with a direct object pronoun, it must agree in gender and number with the direct object. Direct object pronoun. The direct object pronoun. Le. Refers to the object that is being taken, which is not explicitly stated in the sentence. Omar était grand. Omar was tall. This sentence uses the parfait tense, which is used to describe past actions, or states that were ongoing, or habitual. In this case, it ate is the parfait form of the verb être, to be. Oh, is an adjective describing Omar's height. Omar était amusant. Omar was funny. This sentence is simple in structure, consisting of a subject, Omar, and a verb, était, followed by an adjective, amusant. Omar is the subject of the sentence, referring to a male person named Omar. Était is the past tense of the verb, être, which means to be. In this case, it acts as a linking verb, connecting the subject, Omar, to the adjective, amusant. Amusant is an adjective meaning funny or entertaining. It describes the subject, Omar, and tells us about his personality. Omare Petouche. Omar was touched. Breakdown. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun referring to a person named Omar. Ete is the past imperfect tense of the verb. Et. To be. It indicates a state or condition that was ongoing in the past. Touché is the past participle of the verb. Touché. To touch. In this context, it means touched in the emotional sense, meaning feeling moved or affected by something. Key concepts. Past imperfect tense, used to describe actions or states that were happening in the past, often simultaneously with another past event. Past participle, a form of the verb used in compound tenses and after certain verbs. Passive voice, the past participle. Touché is used in a passive construction, meaning that Omar is the one being touched by an unspecified action. Omar était triste. Omar was sad. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the past tense. Omar. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun referring to a person. It ate. Était is the past tense of the verb être. Être. Meaning, to be. In this case, it is conjugated in the third person singular. Triste. Triste is an adjective meaning sad. Omar a regardé. Omar looked. The sentence is simple and straightforward. Breakdown. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun indicating the person who performed the action. A is the contracted form of a, which means has and is a conjugation of the verb avoir, meaning to have. Regarder is the past participle of the verb regarder, meaning to look. This form indicates that the action of looking has been completed. Key concepts. Past participle. This form of the verb is used to express a completed action. Contracted form. The contraction of a for a is common in French and simplifies the sentence. Omar appellera. Omar will call. The sentence, Omar appellera, is in the future tense, meaning it will happen in the future. The verb, appeller. Appeller means to call. In this case, it is conjugated in the future tense to mean will call. Omar va venir. Omar is going to come. Omar is the subject of the sentence, and va venir is the verb phrase. Va is the third person singular form of the verb aller, to go, in the present tense, and venir is the infinitive of the verb venir, to come. Together, they form the future tense of the verb venir. Omar viendra. Omar will come. The sentence is in the future tense, using the verb venir, to come. Viendra is the third person singular form of the future tense of venir, indicating that the subject is he slash she slash it, or, in this case, Omar. Omar le saura. Omar will know. This sentence is in the future tense and is a simple declarative sentence. Breakdown. Omar. Omar. Proper noun, subject of the sentence le. Le. Definite article, masculine singular, meaning the, saura. Saura third person singular of the future tense of the verb savoir, meaning, to know. The sentence uses the future tense to indicate an action that will take place in the future. The verb sera is conjugated in the third person singular to agree with the subject oma. The word la functions as a direct object pronoun, referring to something that oma will know, but it is not specified in this sentence. Ferme la. Close it. This is a command using the imperative form of the verb. Fermer. To close. Ferme. Is the imperative form for the second person singular, you, and la. Is the direct object pronoun, it. The exclamation point indicates the sentence is a strong command. Omar va perdre. Omar will lose. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Omar is the subject of the sentence. It is a proper noun, so it is capitalized. Va is the third person singular form of the verb. Aller, which means to go or to be going to. In this case, it is used to express the future tense. Perdre is the infinitive form of the verb perdre, which means to lose. The infinitive form is used after va to form the future tense. Key concepts. Future tense. The future tense in French is formed by using the verb aller, followed by the infinitive form of the verb. Subject-verb agreement. In French, the verb must agree with the subject in number and person. Since the subject is third person singular, Omar, the verb is also third person singular. Va. Omar va démissionner. Omar is going to resign. This sentence uses the aller to go plus infinitif. Infinitive, construction to express future tense in French. It is similar to using going to in English. Here is a breakdown. Omar : this is the subject of the sentence, referring to Omar. Va : this is the third person singular form of the verb. Aller to go, in the present tense. It indicates that Omar is about to do something. Démissionner : this is the infinitive form of the verb. Démissionner to resign. Omar va arrêter. Omar is going to stop. This sentence is in the future tense, using the aller plus infinitive construction. This is a common way to express future actions in French. Breakdown. Omar. This is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Va. This is the third person singular form of the verb. Aller. To go, in the present tense. It acts as an auxiliary verb in this construction. Arrêter. This is the infinitive form of the verb. Arrêter. To stop. Key concepts. Future tense. The future tense in French is formed using aller plus infinitive. Auxiliary verb. Aller functions as an auxiliary verb in this construction. Infinitive. The infinitive form of a verb is its base form. Omar va rester. Omar is going to stay. Breakdown. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun referring to a person. Va is the third person singular form of the verb. Aller to go, conjugated in the present tense. This is part of the future tense construction in French. Rester is the infinitive form of the verb. Rester. to stay. It functions as the complement of the verb. Aller. In this context, the future tense in French is formed by combining the present tense of the verb, aller, with the infinitive of the main verb. This sentence demonstrates the future tense construction. Omar va parler. Omar is going to speak. Breakdown. Omar. This is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun referring to a person named Omar. Va. This is the third person singular form of the verb. Aller. To go. In this context, it indicates future action, and is used with the infinitive of another verb to express an intention to do something. Parler. This is the infinitive form of the verb. Parler. To speak. It functions as the complement of the verb. Va. Indicating what Omar intends to do. Key concepts. Future tense. The combination of va plus infinitive forms the future tense in French. Subject-verb agreement. The verb va agrees with the third-person singular subject. Omar. Omar est vivant. Omar is alive. This sentence is in the present tense, and it uses the être verb, which is to be, conjugated in the present tense with the third person singular pronoun il, he, to form est vivant, is an adjective meaning alive. Omar est en vie. Omar is alive. This sentence is in the present tense, indicating a current state. Est is the present tense form of the verb être. To be. En vie is a prepositional phrase meaning alive. En is a preposition meaning in, and vie means life. Omar est tout seul. Omar is all alone. Here's the breakdown. Omar. This is the proper noun, the name, Omar. Eh. This is the verb, to be, in the present tense, third person singular form. It means, is. To. This means, all, or, entirely. It is used here as an adjective modifying the next word. Seul. This means, alone. It is an adjective, meaning it describes the noun, Omar. The sentence structure is simple. Subject, Omar, plus verb, est, plus adjective phrase, tout seul. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, est, agrees in number, and person with the subject, Omar, which is singular, and third person. Adjectives. The adjectives, tout, and seul, modify the noun, Omar, telling us that he is completely alone. Omar est seul. Omar is alone. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb être. To be, conjugated in the third person singular. The subject is Omar. And the adjective seul. Alone, describes him. It's a simple statement indicating that Omar is by himself. Omar est en colère. Omar is angry. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Eh is the third person singular form of the verb. Et. To be. This form of the verb is used in the present tense to indicate that Omar is in a particular state. En colère is a prepositional phrase that functions as a predicate adjective, describing the state of Omar. or is the preposition in and colère. Is the noun anger the combination of or colère indicates that Omar is experiencing the emotion of anger. La ferme. That's enough. This is a very common French exclamation used to express annoyance, exasperation, or a desire to stop something. The word ferme literally means closed or firm, but in this context, it's used as an interjection meaning stop or enough. It's similar to saying cut it out or stop it in English. Omar est réveillé. Omar is awake. The sentence is in the simple present tense and describes a state of being. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Is the third person singular form of the verb. To be, in the present tense. This is the key verb that describes the state of Omar. Réveillé is the past participle of the verb. Réveillé. To wake up. In this context, it functions as an adjective describing Omar's state. Omar est debout. Omar is standing. This sentence is in the present tense and is a simple declarative sentence. The subject is Omar. And the verb is est debout. Is the third person singular form of the verb. To be. Debout is an adverb meaning standing or upright. The sentence literally translates to Omar is standing. Omar s'ennuie. Omar is bored. This sentence uses the reflexive verb s'ennuyer, which means to be bored. The reflexive pronoun se is contracted with the verb ennuyer to form s'ennuie. The pronoun se agrees in gender and number with the subject Omar, which is masculine singular. Reflexive verbs are verbs where the action of the verb is reflected back on the subject of the verb. In this case, Omar is feeling the boredom. Omar est dérangé. Omar is bothered. The sentence uses the être verb to be in the present tense, conjugated as est because the subject, Omar, is singular. Dérangé is the past participle of the verb dérangé, which means to bother or to annoy. It functions as an adjective describing Omar's state. The sentence is a simple statement describing Omar's current condition, emphasizing his feeling of being bothered or disturbed. Omar est sous. Omar is drunk. This sentence is straightforward and uses the present tense of the verb être. To be. Omar is the subject of the sentence. Is the conjugated verb être in the third person singular present tense, agreeing with the singular subject, Omar. Sous is an adjective meaning drunk. So the sentence is simply stating a fact about Omar's current state. He is drunk. Omar est ivre. Omar is drunk. This sentence is quite simple. Omar is the subject of the sentence, and it is a proper noun. Is the third person singular form of the verb être. To be, which is conjugated in the present tense. Ivre is an adjective meaning drunk and modifies the noun Omar. Thomas M. Thomas is dying. Thomas is the subject of the sentence, a masculine proper noun. Is the present tense of the verb. To be conjugated in the third person singular. Mua is the present participle of the verb. Muir. To die, and functions as an adjective describing. Toma. This is a simple sentence with a direct translation, and the use of the present participle. Mua indicates that the action of dying is ongoing. Omar et on avos. Omar is early. This sentence uses the verb et to be in the present tense. The phrase on avos means early or ahead of schedule. Et is conjugated with the pronoun il, he, resulting in a. Omar et al. Omar is funny. This sentence is very simple, and uses the basic structure of subject plus verb plus adjective. Omar is the subject, and is a proper noun. A is the verb, to be, in the present tense, conjugated for the third person singular, which is the form used for singular subjects like Omar. All is the adjective meaning funny or humorous. The sentence is stating a fact about Omar, that he is a funny person. Omar est rigolo. Omar is funny. This sentence is simple and straightforward. It uses the verb être to be in the present tense, conjugated as est for the third person singular. The adjective rigolo, funny, modifies the subject, Omar. Boucle la, tie it up. This is an informal imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request. Boucle is the verb, to buckle, in the second person plural form, meaning you all or you guys. La is the feminine definite article, meaning the, and it refers to the unspecified object that is being tied up. The phrase is an informal way of saying, tie it up, or shut it. It is used when someone is being annoying or bothersome and you want them to stop. Omar est marrant. Omar is funny. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Is the third person singular form of the verb. Et meaning, to be. Marrant is an adjective meaning, funny, in this context. The literal translation would be, Omar is funny. Omar est génial. Omar is awesome. This sentence is quite simple, using the present tense of the verb être, to be, and the adjective génial. Génial. Awesome. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Est is the conjugated verb être, in the third person singular present tense, agreeing with the subject, Omar. Génial. Génial is an adjective modifying the subject, Omar. Omar est chanceux. Omar is lucky. This sentence is quite simple. It uses the present tense of the verb être to be conjugated in the third person singular, which is est, followed by the adjective chanceux. Lucky. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb it is conjugated according to the subject, which in this case is Omar. Third person singular. Adjectives. The adjective chasseur describes the subject, Omar, and agrees in gender and number. Omar Ma. Omar lies. This sentence is in the present tense, and the verb Ma is a third person singular verb meaning lies. Ma is the present tense conjugation of the verb Mortir meaning to lie. Omar est plus âgé. Omar is older. This sentence uses the comparative adjective plus âgé meaning older. The adjective âgé meaning aged is modified by the comparative adverb plus meaning more. Note: the English phrase uses older, which is a comparative adjective, while the French phrase uses a comparative adverb plus modifying the adjective âgé. Omar est désolé. Omar is sorry. This sentence is in the simple present tense, indicating a state of being. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun referring to a male individual. Est is the third person singular form of the verb être to be, conjugated in the simple present tense. Désolé is an adjective meaning sorry or apologetic. It modifies the subject. Omar. Omar est coriace. Omar is tough. This sentence is very straightforward. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a masculine noun. Is the third person singular form of the verb être, to be, in the present tense. Coriace is an adjective meaning tough or resilient in this context. The sentence literally translates to, Omar is tough. Omar a tort. Omar is wrong. This sentence is a simple statement in the present tense. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. A is a contraction of avoir, to have, and il, he, tort means wrong or fault. Tom, lève-toi. Tom, get up. This sentence is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request. Breakdown. Tom, this is the subject of the sentence, the person being addressed. Lève-toi. Colon, this is the verb, lever, to get up, in the imperative form, conjugated for the second person singular, to, you. The, toi, ending is a reflexive pronoun that means, yourself. So, it is literally saying, raise yourself. The sentence uses the informal, to, form, which is appropriate for addressing someone you know well, like a friend, or family member. Tom, debout. Tom, stand up. This sentence is a direct command, using the imperative form of the verb debout, to stand, which is debout in the imperative. Debout means stand up, and is used in this context like get up. Tom is the name of the person being addressed. Fermez-la. This is a very informal and rude way to tell someone to be quiet. It literally means close her. But it's used as a more forceful way to say shut up. Breakdown. Fermez is the imperative form of the verb fermer, to close, in the plural form, meaning it is directed at two or more people. La is the direct object pronoun, referring to something that is feminine. In this case it would be a mouth. Her refers to the mouth of the person you are talking to. The exclamation point makes the statement more forceful and aggressive. Key concepts. Imperative mood. This is used to give commands or make requests. Direct object pronoun. This pronoun replaces the noun that is the direct object of the verb. Informal language. This expression is very informal and should only be used with close friends or in very casual settings. It is considered rude and disrespectful to use it in formal situations.
At all.
Wait. The word at all is the imperative form of the verb at odd, which means to wait. The imperative form is used to give a command or instruction. In this case, it's a short, sharp command meaning wait.
Faites-moi confiance.
Trust me. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests.
Fait
is the imperative form of the verb
faire.
To do. It is conjugated in the second person plural, which means it is addressing more than one person. In this case, it's a direct and informal address to the listener, s, similar to you in English.
Moi
is the object pronoun meaning me.
Confiance
is a noun meaning trust. So, the sentence literally translates to do to me trust, but in English, we would say, trust me.
Fais-moi confiance.
Trust me. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests.
Faire
is the imperative form of the verb
faire.
To do, to make. In this case, it means do.
Moi
is the direct object pronoun, meaning me.
Confiance
is the noun, trust. The phrase literally translates as do me trust. But, in English, we translate it as trust me.
Ayez confiance en moi.
Trust me. The sentence is in the imperative mood, meaning it is a command. It is addressed to you, the listener.
Ayez
is the second person plural form of the verb
avoir.
To have, in the imperative mood. It is the formal way of saying have to more than one person.
Confiance
is a noun meaning trust.
Or
is a preposition meaning in, indicating the object of trust.
Moi
is the pronoun me, and it is the object of the preposition in. So, the whole sentence means have trust in me. Or trust me.
Aie confiance en moi.
Have confidence in me. Breakdown. Colon, this is the imperative form of the verb
avoir.
To have, meaning have, in this context. It's used to give a command or instruction. Confiance.
Confiance.
Colon, this is the noun, confidence. Colon, this preposition means in and is used to indicate the object of confidence.
Moi.
Moi. Colon, this is the pronoun, me. Key concepts. Imperative mood. The verb is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. Preposition en. The preposition
or
is used to indicate the object of confidence, similar to using in English. Pronoun moi. The pronoun
moi
refers to the speaker. Essayez de vous reposer. Try to rest. The sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. Essayez is the imperative form of the verb. Essayez, meaning to try. In the imperative mood, the verb is conjugated in the second person plural, which is used when addressing a group of people. De is a preposition meaning of or to, and it indicates that the following infinitive verb is the object of the verb. Essayez. Vous is a pronoun meaning you, plural. It is used as the indirect object of the verb. Essayez, indicating that the command is directed at the listener. Reposer is the infinitive form of the verb to rest. Therefore, the sentence Essayez de vous reposer can be translated as try to rest yourself. Faites demi-tour. Turn around. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb faire to do in the second person plural, which translates to you all in English. The imperative is used to give a direct command. Demi-tour is a noun meaning half turn or U-turn. It is used here as a noun phrase acting as the object of the verb faire. So, the sentence literally means do a half turn, but is more naturally translated as turn around. Faire demi-tour. Turn around. This phrase is an imperative, meaning it is a command or instruction. Faire is the imperative form of the verb faire. To do, to make. In this context, it means do. Demi-tour is a noun meaning half turn. The phrase literally translates to do a half turn, which is a way of saying turn around. Éteindre, turn it off. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. It is constructed with the verb éteindre in the imperative form, followed by the direct object pronoun le, which refers to a masculine singular object. The s at the end of the verb is added because it is directed at one person, two in French. Here's a breakdown. Éteindre is the imperative form of éteindre, to turn off. Le is the direct object pronoun meaning it, and refers to the object that is being turned off. This phrase is a simple and direct command, making it easy to understand even for beginners in French. Éteignez-le. Turn it off. This is a simple imperative sentence, telling someone to perform an action. Éteignez is the verb éteindre, to turn off, conjugated in the imperative form for the vous, you, formal or plural form. Le is the direct object pronoun, referring to the thing being turned off. The sentence is concise and direct, conveying the instruction clearly. Fais attention. Be careful. The sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The subject pronoun tu, you, is implied. The verb faire, to do, to make, is conjugated in the imperative form as faire. For the singular form, the noun attention, attention, is used as a direct object of the verb faire. Ferme-la. Close it. This is a very informal and imperative sentence, meaning it's a command. Ferme is the imperative form of the verb fermer, to close, conjugated in the second person singular, you. La is the feminine definite article, meaning the. This is referring to a feminine noun that was likely mentioned in the context of the conversation. La is the feminine singular form of the definite article. Le, which means the. This refers to the noun that is being closed. The sentence is using a colloquial shortening of the full command. Ferme la is a contraction of ferme la. This sentence is very casual and would not be appropriate in a formal setting.
Soyez vigilant.
Be vigilant. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, in the second person plural, you all.
Vigilant
is an adjective meaning watchful, alert, and attentive. So, the complete translation is, be vigilant. Or, be watchful.
Choisis-moi.
Choose me. This is an imperative sentence, a command directed at someone.
Choisis
is the verb.
Choisir.
To choose, conjugated in the imperative form, second person singular, meaning, choose.
Moi
is the pronoun, me, in the object form, meaning that the person being addressed is the object of the verb, choose. The sentence is short and direct, emphasizing the speaker's desire to be chosen.
Choisissez-moi.
Choose me. This sentence is an imperative sentence, which means it is a command or request.
Choisissez
is the imperative form of the verb
choisir.
To choose, it is in the second person plural form, meaning you, plural.
Moi
is the direct object pronoun meaning me. Is the exclamation mark, which emphasizes the imperative nature of the sentence. Therefore, the full translation of
choisissez-moi
is choose me.
Vote pour moi.
Vote for me. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence.
Vote
is the imperative form of the verb
voter,
meaning to vote. The imperative form is used to give a command or make a request.
Pour
means for.
Moi
is the pronoun, me. So, the sentence translates literally as, vote for me.
Votez pour moi.
Vote for me. This is an imperative sentence in French. The verb
voter
is in the imperative mood, meaning it is a command or instruction.
Pour moi
is the preposition for, followed by the pronoun me. The sentence is addressed to the reader, urging them to vote for the speaker.
Attends-moi.
Wait for me. This is a simple imperative sentence.
Attends
is the verb, to wait, in the imperative form, meaning it is a command, or a request.
Moi
is the direct object pronoun meaning, me. The sentence is literally, wait for me, making it a straightforward request for the listener to wait for the speaker.
Attends-nous.
Wait for us. This sentence uses the
impératif
or imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions.
Attends.
This is the imperative form of the verb
attendre,
to wait. Since the subject is
nous,
we, the imperative form is the same as the second person plural, you all.
Nous
This is the object pronoun, meaning us. It's implied in the sentence, as it's the understood subject of the imperative. This is the exclamation mark, indicating a command, or strong emotion. Therefore, the sentence is a direct command to wait for the speaker, and any others with them.
Attendez-nous.
Wait for us. Breakdown.
Attendez.
This is the imperative form of the verb.
Attendre.
To wait, meaning, wait.
Nous.
This is the direct object pronoun meaning, us.
Attendez-nous.
The.
Nous.
Is directly attached to the verb, making it a compound verb form. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which means it is a command.
Réveille Omar.
Wake up Omar. This sentence uses the
impératif
or imperative mood in French, which is used to give commands or make requests.
Réveille
is the imperative form of the verb.
Réveiller.
To wake up. It is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning you, informal.
Omar
is the name of the person being addressed. So, the entire sentence literally translates to, wake up, you, Omar. It's a direct command to Omar to wake up.
Marche lentement.
Walk slowly. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it gives a command.
Marche
is the verb, to walk, in the imperative form, second person singular. It's telling you, singular, to walk.
Lentement
is an adverb meaning slowly. It modifies the verb
marche,
telling us how to walk.